SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pitch, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, the podcasters, and everybody else in between. I'm fired up today. Grey Cup is rapidly approaching. Grey Cup 112 or midweek right now. Part of me actually still, you know, I'm thinking, you know what? This should be on Saturday, right? We played the games on Saturday in the postseason. Let's just keep it rolling on Saturday. But we have the traditional Grey Cup on Sunday, and for the record, for those of you in the United States, the game will be on CBS Sports Network this Sunday. So the championship game will be televised in the United States. We're locked and loaded. We're ready to go. And there's been a lot of movement as far as the point spread is concerned, and it just keeps on climbing right now. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders are taking the money throughout the week, and Bet365 now has four on the board. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders laying 4 points. The Alouettes plus 170 on the money line, minus 205 on the money line. We got Babano and Cam Stewart in the house. Babano, I am shocked that this number keeps on climbing and climbing like this. Davis Alexander is fine. He's going to play. And he has a full week to rest, and he's a full week of treatment. I don't know if this is the sole reason why people are smashing the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in this game, but they are. I see FanDuel has a 3.5, though. So, ironically, it's weird. FanDuel usually has a higher spread to Bet365 for the CFL. So, Bet365 are the ones that have moved to 4. FanDuel at 3.5, 48.5. What do you think of the line movement, Babano?
It's a lot of love for Saskatchewan. Obviously they've got statistically, you know, the best defense in the CFL, and obviously they got the key stops when they needed in the fourth quarter to rally against BC last week. And I think a big reason why we're seeing the line movement is the concern of the injuries for Montreal, namely Davis Alexander being the first and foremost with his hamstring re-aggravated in the game against Hamilton. Looks like from what I've read about practice, this was the first practice day for the teams. Montreal got on the practice field. Alexander wasn't running, but he was throwing. He was moving around good enough. Didn't seem to have any real issues. And Alexander said to the media after the practice, well, I don't run around in practices anyway, so I feel fine. You look at the offensive line situation for Montreal. That's another concern they had coming out of the Hamilton game. They had a banged-up offensive line. The left tackle, Nick Callender, the left guard, Pierre Lestage, and both of those guys practiced. And that's a good sign because that offensive line was a bit depleted and a bit shorthanded for Montreal, which I think played a role in why their offense wasn't clicking nearly as well in that game against Hamilton. So they look like the injury report and all the concerns, the O-line and the quarterback, it's looking like a positive step in the right direction for them after the first practice. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think the line movement's getting a little bit carried away, and my plan is to wait as close to kickoff as possible on Sunday. Just let this line continue to trickle up and move towards Saskatchewan, and I'll take Montreal at the best number possible. I still think they're very live, and I'll take my chances with a quarterback that hasn't lost in the Canadian Football League catching points.
I got to believe, guys, this is the best number you're going to get from Montreal. It's not going to go Saskatchewan 4.5. Like, if the market does that, like, more people are going to smash Montreal, Gabe. Like, if you like Montreal and you're getting a 4, that's a pretty damn good number, in my opinion.
I'm with Cam on this, that I'm looking at Bet365 right now, and they got a plus 170 on the money line.
It's crazy.
FanDuel has a plus 152. This 170, like, okay, so you think, but like, I'm with Cam in that this thing isn't getting to 5. It's not getting to 5.5. Like,
There's got to be buyback if it gets to four.
Even well, no, I'm saying, guys, and Gabe, you know, four is going to be the highest. Like, that's, I'm surprised. I thought it was going to like be 3.5, and now you're getting a four. If you like Montreal and you're getting 4 points on a spread, hit it, because it's not going to go to 4.5 or 5, in my opinion, Gabe.
I would, you know, listen, I'll tell you right now, if they announced that Davis Alexander was out of the Grey Cup and this point spread, like, I don't know, would blow up if it's 4 right now already. Let's say it's Bethel Thompson. I mean, we're talking 7.5 or something like
that. 6-7, yeah.
I would take the Alouettes still, Babano.
Yeah.
I would still take the Alouettes. Grey Cups are all close. It, you know what I mean? Everybody's beat up at this time of the year, but I could legitimately see, and maybe I'm being too optimistic about this or positive, but I think that Bethel Thompson is going to be a part of this Grey Cup. I think there's going to be, I think Davis Alexander is going to go all out. And at some point in the game, he's going to pop it again. That's my feeling that
he won't finish the game. And that's a real possibility.
He's going to play well. He'll play well. It'll be like, what a gutsy effort. Oh, and then finally, you know, he'll be limping around and he's going to be getting hit. It's going to add up. And then by midway through the third quarter, it's going to be like, yeah, you know, we might be better off putting Bethel in now. And then McLeod,
Gabe, would they
will
offer
come in,
Bethel Thompson
a couple of passes, and then like it for happens, MVP? Guys. It happens every year.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Arbuckle was the MOP last year. Bethel Thompson won the effing. Chad Kelly won coming in for him. He won coming in for him. Like, they all come in for each other in these Grey Cup games and win. And then sort of save their careers for like, hey, you know what? Maybe it's not that bad. He won a Grey Cup for us. And like, I could just sort of see it happening.
To that point, Gabe?
I haven't seen the MOP odds yet, but it would be a ballsy pick. You could take Bethel Thompson as a long show. Like, yeah, if Davis Alexander goes down, they still win the game. McLeod Bethel Thompson could be the MOP.
That's it, Gabe. That's my point. And I don't know if they're going to list him or is it going to be other now, but what would that number be, guys?
He'll be listed. It'd probably be like, I don't know, 40-1, 30-1.
I'd say higher than that, buddy.
They're not dumb because he's the backup, right? So yeah. it'll be like 18-1.
And they know the starting quarterback's injured.
Exactly.
I don't think
they're not dumb.
Rich.
It'll be like 17-1 or like it'll be low enough that it'll be like, ah, I wanted more. Like,
I thought it'd be higher, but no, it's actually a good way of looking at it. You said it. Remember before too, when Chad Kelly, like this happens. This is a Grey Cup ongoing movie.
Look at last year. Nick Arbuckle started for Chad Kelly.
Exactly.
For the Toronto Argonauts. They were a double digit dog.
It
happened. Kelly came
Winnipeg
in for
all
Bethel
week.
Thompson
Toronto won
out. Right. Right, guys. Like, it happens all the time. You guys are right. Quarterbacks
even,
always get hurt.
Even me as a kid, like going back to like the old days, like even the Edmonton Eskimos, the great Eskimos, they used to play two quarterbacks, man.
Yep.
People are like, oh, Warren Moon. There was another one too. Tom Clements. Right, like, so, like, same thing, Montreal, even growing up as a kid, it was like, oh, there's, you know, now the other quarterback is in, like, it's the CFL, you're going to get hurt. Weather's not going to be, you know, too much of a factor here, because in the old days in the 70s, it was nuts, like, the CFL was, like, you know what, like, global warming, climate change, and all that stuff's real. I guess that's what I'm going to get to, like. Like, the CFL guys, like, I remember I went to a Grey Cup as a kid. I thought I was going to die. Like, I was like, this is just too cold. Like, this isn't normal. Like, as a kid, like, I remember, like, sitting on that Olympic Stadium seat, and I think it was the 1978 game, 77 or 78. It was effing cold, man. There was another one where it was in Montreal. It was called the Ice Bowl. I wasn't at that game. That one I watched on TV, thank God. When the Montreal Alouettes famously put staples in their shoes.
That's the best.
Yeah, like their cleats. Yeah, this is the 70s, so they didn't have the technology we do now with their equipment and stuff. So they basically had, like, they had their shoes, and they didn't have, like, specific sort of winter cleats. Like, they had cleats on. So they had cleats, but it wasn't working. Like at Olympic Stadium, it was literally a sheet of ice. Like, it was literally, the field was ice. Like, it was, it wasn't in today's day and age, they wouldn't have played the game. They would have been like, listen, we're not playing on a sheet of ice. So it was basically a sheet of ice. And there was one guy on the Alouettes who was smart. He he turned out to be a professor actually after at Vanier or Dawson or whatever. But like, was it Tony Proudfoot? He was the guy. He figured out. He said, "Hey guys," and he took a stapler and he actually stapled like through his shoe a bunch of staples.
Awesome.
And the rest is history. He made a play and they won and stuff and the stupid staple shoe. You know what I mean? So it's a big piece of history. But weather's not a factor in a Grey Cup anymore. Like I said, I used to go to Grey Cups and freeze my ass off. And like, I didn't even want to go to Grey Cups during the week because it was so, like, I remember in Montreal during the week, like, even like 15 years ago, I was like, this is not cool. Like, this is just too cold to be in this city right now. And I don't know. I remember a turning point, man. Like, I went to a Grey Cup in Ottawa, and I remember I dressed up like crazy and I was like sweating and stuff during the game. And you fast forward through the years and it's like, yeah, I remember going to a game in Toronto. Same thing. Like, I didn't even have a hat on. I think I wore a hoodie at a Grey Cup outdoors at BMO before. So this game, whatever, it's going to be like, you know, it's going to be cold a little bit, but it's football weather. So I'm just saying no one's going to get killed on like a frozen turf here in this game. And don't forget too, hey, the Alouettes are going to be, everyone in Winnipeg is going to be cheering for the Alouettes. So only Rough Rider fans that go to this game, but Ben, will be pulling for the Riders here. People in Winnipeg hate the Saskatchewan Rough Riders with a passion. The Alouettes don't really travel that well, so there'll be a mix of like some Alouette fans, local Winnipeggers that hate Saskatchewan, and Rider fans. I'm curious to see about how many Rider fans actually go to the Grey Cup. Are they going to take the stadium over? Like, they're not as rabid for the team as they used to be. They barely sell out their home games now.
Yeah, there's truth to that, and there's no doubt. I mean, I think if you had this game 6, 7, 8 years ago, and I remember the last time it was Montreal.
Oh, it'd be like, oh, it'd be all Rough Riders. Yeah,
it'd be all like gung ho. Green wave. Yeah, green wave in the crowd. And I don't
know. So what do you think changed that, guys? Why are Rider fans not as hardcore? What changed?
They've been frustrated with the product at times.
I don't think because they don't win all the time.
Yeah.
There's been some underachieving the last few years, and I think that's pissed people off.
I think the lack of winning.
Yeah.
They got spoil cam too, right? Yeah. Like they're sort they of, oh, we're like, you know.
But they're having a great year with Mace as their coach and stuff. You think there'd be a resurgence to come back? Think. Like yeah. I could tell Dave too. If our teams weren't there, and like Seattle, for example, or say the Bills, you know, they got back in the Super. You're we're back, like type of thing. But maybe it's different. I don't know.
You got to remember too. There was a time like when the Riders were hot, like 10 years ago or whatever it was. It was pretty nuts. I saw this thing. They sold more merchandise than the Montreal Canadiens and Toronto Maple Leafs did.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, they sold, like, basically everybody in the province, like, has a piece of merch from them.
Fantuz flakes when Andy Fantuz.
Yeah.
Fantuz flakes.
The lack of, winning a little bit. Yeah. And also, I think the price.
Yeah.
Right. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders built a fancy stadium and they kind of knew, listen, we got these fans by the balls. So they started charging more for the season tickets and
good call, like the Seahawks.
Sort of started to squeeze people out. And another thing with Saskatchewan is too, they consider, oh, we're so great. We're the best fans and stuff. It's like, yeah, you're the best fans if you play at the exact time you want. Like, so the thing with Saskatchewan, they get. A lot of their fans are not from Regina, right? I mean, it's a small city, man. Like, so they need people like coming from all over the province, you know what I'm saying, to the games. And people do not go on like the Thursday or Friday night games. Like the Rough Riders beg the league basically for the Saturday afternoon games, right? But like each team in the CFL has like, I don't know what the best time for, you guys sell out every game anyways, Hamilton, right? But Bano, like, but I'm sure there's a time slot that Bob Young wants more than other ones. Like, it's funny because Montreal does not want the weekend. We talked about it, right? Montreal wants those Thursday night games.
Yeah.
Like, Montreal will tell the league, give us the Thursday night games in the summer. We'll take them. We like them, right? Because Montreal, there's a lot to do on the weekend, right? There's concerts, bars, like raves, whatever. And Montreal gets a younger crowd, and they know – they'll come out on Thursday, but they're not going to come on Saturday when there's like, they're going to their parties and stuff on Saturday. Like they won't come, but they'll come out and party with us on a Thursday night, right? Like the BC Lions, it's crazy. The BC Lions don't like the weekend. BC love those Friday night games. BC loves the late night Friday night doubleheader slot, right? Like, so the Argos want the Saturday afternoon slot too. Like, but there's too many, not every team can get the slot they want. So I'm just saying, like, the Riders, when they play on Thursday and Friday nights, they don't draw as well because people don't drive across the province to go to the game. So that's kind of hurts them a little bit too, but I don't know. I'm not there. So also with Saskatchewan, what their big beef is with this team, because the team is good. But with that being stated, I think they're poised for disappointment again. I'm with you, Ben. I think the Alouettes are going to win. And I'm with Cam in that I don't see – I'm going to look right now. I'll look. What other book do you bet at, Ben? What books do you bet at the most?
I would say probably Bet365, FanDuel, BetMGM, DraftKings, and Pinnacle. That's the big five group, if you will.
You don't use the Canadian books much, the Bet Cools and Bet99.
Not as much. Yeah,
I got a new
there,
one, Gabe. I got that North Star Bets because they gave me a casino bonus, so I got money in that account now too. They're not bad actually. They've been their lines are pretty fair.
I'm seeing Toonie Bet getting advertised at the Ticat game. That's a new one. So yeah. There's a bunch though that are available. You certainly have your share of options. There's no question.
I think the lowest right now, Gabe, from I'm seeing, is 3.5 on FanDuel. There are some fours popping up. Like on Bet365.
I'm looking right now. I'm on Bet99. That, you know, and I'll give credit to Bet99. You know, you want to give these books a few years to see, you know what I mean? Are they real? Are they going to go out of, like, they're going to go out of business? What do they have behind them type of deal? And, you know, Bet99, you can sort of tell by their spokespeople, right? GSP's been with them for a couple of years now. Who'd they just hire? They hired a former NHL guy. Like, they're on Hockey Night in Canada, et cetera. So, like, they have they're a real book. They have money. I'm looking right now. What's their money line for the – wow. I'll tell you what, Bet99, they're not playing around. This is the first time I've ever seen this, guys.
What?
Over, under, Canadian National Anthem.
Oh, amazing. These guys are doing CFL Grey Cup on the anthem.
Yeah, Grey Cup novelties.
Best Grey Cup novelties. Actually, FanDuel has one, too. But they haven't done too much. Color
Length of National Anthem. Who's doing the National Anthem?
I don't think I've heard who's doing. I know Our Lady Peace.
Dude, Gabe, I got it, too, on FanDuel. Length of Canadian National Anthem. 90.5 seconds.
90.5. Wow, this is crazy because Bet99 has 94. See,
this is amazing.
You can scout that in the middle.
Color of Gatorade, winning coach, yellow +200, orange +210.
Oh, blue, Manitoba native Katie Saint Germain is going to sing the national anthem.
Never heard of her. Red +470.
I say white, over.
Clear. Yeah. White clear is a nice value at +600, and purple is +600. Color of Gatorade. Wow.
I could just imagine, like, Scott Wetzel asking me, you have Gatorade in Canada?
That's
Cammy, ask me if there was Halloween in Canada.
My gosh. Stop.
There's football in Canada.
I'm dead serious. He asked
if there's Halloween.
Yes. I said it was the Blue Jays were playing on Halloween, right? Game six. And I said, it's going to be a circus Toronto tonight. Stop. I said, it's game six and it's Halloween. Literally said to me, Cam, he goes, yeah, there's Halloween in Canada.
This guy's unbelievable.
I thought it was an American thing only. No,
it's not an American thing. It's like, what? I know. I think I've explained Boxing Day to him once. He's like, what the hell? Did they go box?
That's too
I'm
funny.
Like, what the hell? No. It's just, anyway, Wetzel, what's your dark cloud play of the night, Gabe?
Yeah. No, I'm dead serious. I can see, like, it's like,
I'm losing it right now.
Well, the other day, too, he talked about, like,
God, help me.
I just let him dig himself a hole, though, now. Like, so he talked about it was the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
I think they played in Philadelphia. So, like, it was the Bucks played in Philadelphia, and they were playing in Toronto the night before or the next night. And I said on the show, I said, yeah, I like the Raptors. They lost to the Bucks earlier in the year, blah, blah, blah. It's a revenge spot, and the Bucks played last night. And Wetzel said, yeah, and, you know, he goes, you got that long trip in a new country from Philadelphia to Toronto. And I sort of stopped then. I asked, do you even know where, like, anything is? And he was like, well, what do you mean? And I kind of explained to him. I said, you know, you realize that, like, Toronto and New York are, like, right beside each other.
It's
right?
Like, you know how quick that flight is?
That I said, like, basically, like,
barely an hour, if that.
Yeah, yes. I said, you realize that, like, and then I told him, I said, and Montreal is even closer. I said in Montreal and New York. Like, when I was in New York, I had a friend of mine that said, I'm going to come see you in New York. And I told him, I said, I don't know how you're going to get there. They said, I'm going to drive from Montreal. I said, you're going to be a lot of traffic. Swear to God, man, I would have 4 hours. They were ringing my doorbell. They're like, oh, no, it's 3 hours. I'm done in 3.5 hours. Like people, yeah. Like, they're just dumb. Like, people think, oh, yeah, it's Canada and, like, customs. They're like, yeah, Wetzel talked about going through customs, and, like, it was a long trip for them going into Toronto.
Gabe, I literally went to the Sabre game, and I set a record. I was in Buffalo on the ETR lane in 1 hour and 4 minutes. We got gas, and still we're at the bar 2 hours. Like, it was the quickest trip ever. Like, I'm not sure. Like, there was nobody
people
at the border.
It's a movie from, like, Nazi Germany. Like, you go through a border, yes. And, like, they shake you down and stuff like
there
that.
There was,
like,
nobody, yeah, there.
It's like you show them your passport, they scan it through a computer, and you walk through. Like,
it's their,
like,
Halloween.
That's the gist,
Canada,
of it. Like, if you're a player,
I'm never gonna get over this. I can't. I'm in shock right now. Still.
Halloween. Oh yeah, no, nothing. Yeah, nothing surprised me. So I could just see when I tell them they have Gatorade.
Yeah.
You have Gatorade.
No, Canada's a Powerade country, Scott.
They pour maple syrup on the
coat. Exactly. Yes. That's what they do. They dose them in syrup.
That's what they should do.
I agree with you, Gabe. Like,
get some publicity. Get some publicity. Yeah, in Canada, they pour maple syrup on the coach.
Exactly.
It should be pure, actually. Maple syrup will be too stereotypical.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'm glad that I just randomly clicked. I want to see what their money line was. They got a plus 160. So, yeah, like I said, I don't think we're going to find a better than a plus 170, man, anywhere for that money line. I'm going to click it, actually, like, now type of deal. But I'm glad. I do have an account of Bet99, actually. So, they've got props up. Before we get you out of here, but, Ben, do you have any player props? Do you like any players specifically? Like, look, Trevor Harris, 278.5 passing yards. For the record, the Alouettes give up the least passing yards in the CFL, like 256 type thing. So his is 278. Wow, I would go under on this one. Davis Alexander, over under 258.5.
Just in case he doesn't finish the game. I mean, I'd be that's the problem with taking the over. Is,
and he runs a lot too. I mean, he's got a hamstring, but it's one game. You know,
he's
going to
He is such a competitor. He is not going to give a crap about the hamstring. If he's got an opportunity to run, he's going to take that opportunity. That's just how he's wired.
Stevie Scott, 42.5 rushing yards. AJ Willette, 81.5 rushing yards.
I don't like that.
I have one receiver that I like. The receiver that I'm really targeting on the Montreal side is Tyler Snead. Tyler Snead is someone that's been a pretty good target for the Montreal.
55.5 yards.
Yeah, I think he can get over that. Look, Mac, too, has been less than 100%. He's going to play, but I know he's been battling a nagging injury as well for the Alouettes, and they've got a lot of options. Like, they got Ramble, they got Mac, they've got Speaker. But I think Tyler Snead is that one that he just knows how to find the open space in those zone defenses, and I think you're going to see him do that again here. And Alexander's
Snead is good.
With him.
Yeah, I like Snead.
But you left out their best receiver and the guy that he has the most chemistry with, Tyson Philpott. I'm going to take Tyson Philpott to score a touchdown. He's going to score a touchdown. Philpott's always step up in big games, too. Plus 160. There you got a touchdown market up right now. Well, that minus 125. Amelis, plus 140. Tommy Stevens, plus 140. Patterson, plus 145, Philpott plus 160, Keyshawn Johnson, is plus 180, Tyler Snead plus 180, Dante Myers plus 250. Shape, man, it's all like basically the Ryder guys, eh? Like, they're really like juicing these Ryder guys up. See, that's interesting. So Bet99's got some props like Gatorade, National Anthem, Coin Toss, Color of Gatorade. So that's pretty cool, and it sounds like FanDuel has some of these up as well. All right, Babano, before we get you out of here, what are you looking at college football, NFL this week?
Yeah, college football is a very interesting card. I know from a total standpoint, the one that stands out to me is New Mexico State and Tennessee. That total 61.5. I think that's a high-scoring affair. That game's got UAB versus Tennessee written all over it. It was a game earlier this season where Tennessee got into the 40s and 50s, and you got like 24 points out of UAB, and it went over the total. New Mexico State's actually starting to play better on offense with their quarterback, Logan Fife. So I think they're going to be able to do a little bit of contributing there to the points down in Knoxville. So New Mexico State, Tennessee over on Saturday. I like quite a bit there in that game. I'm on Michigan State, guys, plus 7.5 against Penn State on Saturday. I think for Penn State, it's a very, very troubling spot. They left it all out on the football field against Indiana. You know, probably played over their heads to take it down to the wire against the Hoosiers. Now you got to go on the road off a gut-wrenching loss. You left it all out there, play Michigan State, a Michigan State team that I think's been covering numbers late of late, especially in the dog roll. Tough spot. I like the Spartans there, plus 7.5. And then in the NFL, I'll give you one for the NFL coming up this weekend. I think when you look at the game coming up on Sunday night with Detroit and Philadelphia, Philadelphia 2.5. I kind of like the Lions there, quite honestly, because you look at Detroit and it's gutsy decision by Dan Campbell. And I agree with it because it worked out well. He took over play calling and all of a sudden they're spreading things out and they're getting everybody involved. Jameson Williams had a big game. I was very, very impressed. And, you know, even though the Eagles beat the Packers, you're playing two big opponents in a row. Not the easiest situation, in my opinion, guys. So the Lions, I think, have the chance to maybe go into Philadelphia there and win that game. And I like Kansas City against Denver as well. I think this could be the week where all these flaws and cracks in the armor and struggles with the offense for Denver really show. And you got a Chiefs team not only off a bye week and Andy Reid's long-term success off a bye week, but off the loss to Buffalo before the bye week. So you should get Kansas City ready to play their best here, and I think they can go into Denver, not only win but cover.
Light night at the National Hockey League on Wednesday night. Rangers Lightning, Oilers Flyers, Buffalo is in Utah. And New Jersey is in Chicago. Anything in the NHL, Babano?
Yeah, I think as far as NHL goes, here's one that I like. I like the momentum angle here with the Rangers. Okay, the Rangers have struggled at home all year, struggled to score goals at home. They got their first win. They finally saw the red light go on 6 times. And I know it was against Nashville. Nashville's not a very good team, but I think they can go into Tampa, ride that momentum. Tampa's won back-to-back, but they haven't played since Saturday. And they've been winning, and you just feel that maybe tonight they may not be at their absolute best. And I think the Rangers can go in there and get the job done. And they've been a great road team, 7-1-1 on the road, the Rangers this year. So like the Rangers there. I think they're a live dog in Tampa tonight.
Anything for you, Cam, in the NHL?
I'm with Babano on the Rangers. I think this is a good spot for them. I'm actually looking at a lot of dogs tonight, Morenci. The Oilers got very lucky against Columbus. I think Philadelphia getting $112 on FanDuel looks pretty good to me. Probably over in Buffalo, Utah. I was at a game in Buffalo. It was low scoring, but there was many chances. Both goalies stood on their hand, especially Alex Lyon for the Sabres. If we can get a 6 there, Morenci, I'm in. I see a 6.5, but at 6, I'm definitely going to pull the trigger. The Blackhawks might be live at plus 132 as well. I think if you bet every dog in the NHL tonight, if you go 2-2, you make money.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Ian no Cameron, the ice guys. Yeah, Sunday Night Football, Detroit Lions and the Philadelphia Eagles. And you got the Grey Cup going on as well. Mm-hmm. You know, the Sundays have been kind of anticlimactic. There's, you know, there hasn't been a lot of great sort of head-to-head matchups in the National Football League. But this Sunday is a pretty cool Sunday of, you know, playoff-type implication games and, you know, critical football games. You know, Carolina and Atlanta is a big game for both these these teams. The Chargers and the Jags, a big game for the AFC playoff picture. You know what's insane? The Cincinnati Bengals, if they win this game, they're only one game out of first place because they're undefeated in a division. It's pretty wild.
That is wild.
Like, if the Bengals win this game, they are one win out of first place in the division due to the fact that they would have all the division tiebreakers. So, I know it's crazy to say this, but the Bengals and the Steelers is a big game. The Buccaneers and the Bills, big game. Sean McDermott's seat is starting to warm up a little bit right now. Buffalo Bills are 5.5-point favorites against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's a big game. The Seahawks and Rams are a
big first-place showdown there in the NFC West. Wait. That's a big. You know what's surprising, you guys? Burkhart and Brady is the number one crew for Fox. They gave Joe Davis and Greg Olsen that game.
I like Greg Olsen better. Greg Olsen's earned his keep, man. He's bet. Yeah. The thing about Brady is,
what game did Brady do at Babeto? Yeah.
They're doing Chicago, Minnesota.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't you think Olsen deserves it? Great. He's paid his dues. I like Greg Olsen. I'm glad he's doing the Seahawks game.
Yeah, I like Babeto. Yep. Also, they're throwing it. It's a good game, but also Joe Davis lives in L.A.
Yeah,
that's true. That's you're right. That game's in L.A. You're right. Exactly. Proximity. They don't have to fly him out somewhere. Yeah. Look
at these games, Gabe. We got Kansas City at Denver, 4:26. You got Seahawks at Rams. I'm glad it's earlier because I want to get into that Grey Cup at 4:06. Like those late games, that's some heavy hitters going on right there. Even like Baltimore, like they got to keep on winning. It's a nice little schedule at 4:00.
Yeah, Denver. They're all big. Like I said, there's a ton of big games. Seattle and the Rams, big game. San Francisco, Arizona, big game for San Francisco. Denver, Kansas City, AFC West showdown and AFC playoff implications. Baltimore trying to play themselves back into the playoffs. Detroit and Philadelphia playing for Philadelphia, you know what? I was going to say home field, but Detroit are kind of like Buffalo, right? Detroit and Buffalo are the same, where it's like, yeah, they could win, you know, they could beat anybody, but they're also capable of being flat, right? That's the thing with the Lions. And I want to like the Lions here too, Babeto, but man, it's been twice they've gone on the road this year in these big games and they've been flat is the third time the charm for them. But yeah, great weekend of football, college football. We got it all, man. College football is great this weekend, NFL football, and of course, the Grey Cup. You got a UFC card at Madison Square Garden on Saturday. UFC 322. It's by UFC standards, it's a very big card, two title fights and stuff. Thing is, with the UFC in America now, you know, guys, out of all the UFC champions, there's only one American champion.
It's not good for business.
And it's Kayla Harrison, right? Like, they don't have any stars.
There's no male U.S. champion right now.
John Jones never fights. Like, they don't, you know what I mean? Colby, they don't have anybody. So for purest fight fans, it's like, yeah, it's really cool. I mean, you got, Wei Zhang fighting, Shevchenko and Madalena versus Makhachev and all that. So it's like for MMA purists, it's really cool. But I don't think
the casual American fight fan, he's not flocking to Merab Dawalishvili right now. I mean, that's just
thing is, a lot of the champions, they don't speak English. They don't really, you know what? I'm going to say it's true. They don't really even like America. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you have
like
a lot of Eastern European, well, it's more hardcore, Cameron. You got a lot of Muslim dudes and stuff.
That's true.
So, most of the champions are now Dazakhstani and Eastern,
Georgian, like Merab. Yes, by the way, Merab can talk in his post-fight interviews. Man, he goes on for minutes.
These guys are hardcore. Dude, Khabib is buddies with the Chechen, warlords and stuff. You know what I mean? This isn't, they're not just let's go to their gym and interview them. It's like, no, the guy's hanging out with a warlord. Okay?
Great point, Gabe. Yeah. That's a great point. Like on the LPGA tour, all the best players are there's no Americans. Other than Nelly Korda, and that's the thing they were talking about on a golf channel going, we're worried about ratings. Nobody knows who these Asian players are. They don't even
speak. The women's tour has always been.
It's getting even worse. But you guys are right about the MMA. You need more Americans to have success to help the product for sure.
Well, they don't really care because it's global. MMA, right? Yeah. There's no language for fighting. Every country likes it and understands it type of thing. But that's why, guys, they drop the pay-per-view stuff.
Yeah, countdown's on to the CBS deal taking over in January. Yep.
It is. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So they're don't worry about it. We don't even have to worry about the pay-per-view. The UFC's new model basically is quantity over quality.
Yeah.
They have a card literally every week. They take 2 weeks off a year. I don't even know why they take that. There's one of them off. I don't know. They fake it. I don't know if it's Mother's Day or something. There's one where they don't do, and they don't going against certain things sometimes. But they're literally on all the time. You can't put on a great card every week, right? So people are desensitized to it. It's like, is it a good card? Isn't it? Is it, you know what I mean? And then, like you said, Babano, I mean, hardcore fight fans care, but how many guys in Iowa right now are all excited? Hey, man, Leon Edwards from England is fighting Carlos Prates from Brazil.
Exactly.
Unless you're like a fight fan, you don't care where they're from, but you guys see it. Like the old USA chance at fights.
It's like this week, Gabe, the Butterfield Bermuda Championship.
Those guys aren't going to get the
championship in golf. Yeah. I'm like, Rico Hoey's the favorite. Like, if you're not a hardcore fan like me, you're like, who cares?
The hardcores know who these guys are, but the casual like thinks golf isn't going on now. Like, they're like, exactly. Oh, that's not real golf. Like, no, it's real golf.
It really is. Yeah. The fields are just not as strong. That's all. It's golf.
Yeah. Golf and the UFC are the same in that. They don't, there's always a card, there's always a tournament. Because you always got guys trying to work their way up the rankings, trying to make some money, right?
You got it.
So that's the thing. But this card for the UFC is actually, like, big time. Like, Islam is one of the greatest fighters. Like, he's a badass. Khabib's his guy. So that's what I'm saying. Like, he's actually kind of funny, though. I don't know if you guys ever seen Khabib and these guys play basketball before. But it's really funny. Like, they play, like, MMA basketball. Like, they
just kill people.
They don't dribble. Like, Khabib like runs the ball up the court, and like people are like hitting him on the way up and trying to push him over. And stuff.
Does he have a good vertical, Gabe? Because I know when I went up to the Arctic, a lot of the Inuit guys were very, very small, but they could jump their height. They had massive like calf muscles.
Yeah,
and,
these
like,
guys
really,
are all pretty shorter, but like it's just funny. They like jump. They love basketball, but they. So Islam went to a Knick game the other day. It's at MSG, so the Knicks were playing. So then he went to the Knick game.
Awesome.
And he was there, and he said, you know, I've never been to a basketball game before. And he said, you know, we play basketball, but with no rules. He goes, this is the first time I've ever seen basketball with rules. Like, he was freaked out about how big everybody was. He was like, man, these guys are some big dudes, man. Like, Islam was like, wow, NBA guys are big. Yeah, but you know what, Islam? There's not one NBA player that would beat you in a fight.
Exactly.
Not one of them. And he's 155 pounds. I'm dead serious, too. Like, I know there's who's the dude there? He's a black belt, blah, blah, blah. There's a couple of them in the NBA. A lot of them are fake tough guys. There's a few dudes, like, I've always told people OG Anunoby is weird because he's like a goofy, nerdy kid, but he's actually, like, pretty crazy and tough in real life. There's a few of them, but not really. Like, I would bet on Islam against anyone in the NBA. You see, the Morris brothers said that they would beat the crap out of Jokic's brothers.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know. It's like, they're delusional.
Wrong. Yeah,
they're delusional. It's funny because Nikola Jokic smoked Morris on the court and he didn't do anything to him after. And he said after, I would get in real life, I would beat him up, but I can't on a court type thing.
Sure.
So down, and that'll be a fight to book. Get one of the Jokic brothers versus the Morris brothers. And the Morris brothers will be broke sooner rather than later too. So they'll be doing it. All right, Babano, enjoy the Grey Cup.
Absolutely. Yeah. Looking for, hopefully it's a great game and we make a little money.
One out, or you're going to watch it at home?
It's going to be with my, we get together with the guys I go to the Ticat games with. So we're just going to figure out where.
And watch another team play.
Yeah, we do. And we're CFL fans too. We support the league. Even when our team's not in it. We wave the CFL flag and banner. That's the way we roll.
I was thinking the same thing. There's a bunch of bars near my house. I might roll out just to get the Grey Cup vibe, you know what I mean? Type of
wear your BC gear too, Gabe. That's what they do. You represent your team at the Grey Cup. That's what you do.
When I was at the Grey Cup Festival here in Hamilton, Rider fans wearing their Rider gear, and you know,
I like that.
BC Calgary fans, they weren't even in the game, but their fans came to Hamilton to watch the game, and they were rocking their jerseys. So that's the way. That's the spirit.
Yep. I got a lot of crap last year at the Grey Cup about that. I went to the Grey Cup game, and everybody was decked out. Everybody like was in CFL jerseys, and I had a Josh Allen jersey on.
Amazing. It's like me, I'm wearing a Panther jersey. Like, one time, you idiot.
I was pulling for the Argos, but I had a Josh Allen jersey.
That's the best. I love that.
You're a heel.
Yeah, I was a heel. People know, but I remember Darsh was mad. He goes, you should know better. How can you wear an NFL jersey to a Grey Cup?
Sacrilege.
He's like, you're just like
a Grey Cup game.
Because why would you do this? Like, he was mad.
Oh, no, no.
He goes, you should have worn your BC or Alawak gear. This is just like, why would you wear it? I told him. I said, I didn't. It was funny. I was mad that BC didn't make it. I said, I don't want to get trolled by Bomber fans. Like, and I don't want to get into it with people because I'm going to get mad.
In Gabe's defense, I have seen some Ticat fans at Ticat games wearing Steeler jerseys because they're black and gold.
Good call. Yeah, about
I'm sure you've seen a Bills jersey. There's a lot of Bills fans in Hamilton. No, you know what it was, though, too, is the Bills were playing the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl Sunday last year. And I watched the Bills game at a sports bar before the Grey Cup. So it was a big game. You know what I mean? So I had my Bills gear on for the big game. And then I went to the Grey Cup after. I was going to change, but I didn't. So that's the story there. But I did get chewed out at the Grey Cup by a lot of, even in line. People are like, what are you wearing an NFL jersey for? I was like,
Darsh will chew you up for anything, Gabe. You know that. He gets surly.
Yes. Good old Darsh. Yeah. All right, guys. Great to hang out with you. Later, and we'll see you next week.
You got Cam. Any golf picks here, Cam, before we get you out of here?
Yeah, Gabe. Actually, this one's for you. On Bet365, Rory McIlroy's under, like, he's a buck, I think a buck 42. That's a great price. The only other line I've seen close to that is minus 160 for a top five. He won the event last year, Gabe. This course that they're playing in the United Arab Emirates is 6,700 yards. Rory McIlroy has a significant driving advantage over everybody on tour. He won last year a top five. I also took Højgaard, and him and Rory parlayed for a top 10, Gabe, is plus 130. Højgaard is the 2023 champion, also top 10s in all of events recently. This guy almost won last week. Tons of top fives. I think it's a great parlay piece, and you get Rory at a top 10 with Nikolaj Højgaard to plus 130. In the PGA event, buddy, I know we took actually, my boy Eric Cole finished 10th, Gabe. We hit those props last week, almost won with Higo, but I'm going to take a shot with a couple guys. Vince Whaley at 38-1, Matty Schmid at 35-1, my boy Eric Cole at 35, and that's what I got. And for a top 20, Sammy Valimaki, who finished third last week.
The Butterfield Bermuda Championship.
Butterfield.
DP World Tour Championship this week. So, yeah, there's always golf going on somewhere in the world. You got the Charles Schwab Championship. You got the Annika.
Oh, yeah. You know who's playing in that tournament? By the way, Gabe, this is important. Thank you for reminding me. Donald Trump's granddaughter has got an exemption in that tournament, and Annika's tournament. It's a sanctioned LPGA event.
Yeah, which is the one that Caitlin Clark is playing in?
That's the one.
In this one? She's in this one, too?
Yeah, she is. Yeah, I saw her and Annika on Golf Channel having an interview, and Donald Trump, Kai Trump's her name, K-A-I Trump. She'll be playing in this tournament. So a lot of weird storylines in golf this week. Pretty wild stuff.
I'm looking right now. Let's see. Please tell me we're going to have to make the cut for the woman here. There's not a hope in hell that Trump's granddaughter. No, like, she's getting.
No,
like,
no. They won't even offer it, I don't think, because it's a group, like, or it'll be crazy.
People are mad that she's in the tournament.
Yes. Well, the thing is, she's a good player, but there's also a lot of more deserving players.
Not that good.
Yeah, no, that's the whole thing. Like, I watch women's college golf and stuff like that. And if there's going to be exemptions, there's people who have higher global rankings. But Gabe, they're trying to grow the game. It's a catch-22 with Annika, Trump name. You talk about Caitlin Clark. They're trying to get things popular because the LPGA is going through a real rough patch right now.
So Trump, Kai Trump, she is good. I'm not saying she's not good. Like, it's not like they're putting her on, but she's not good yet. Like, she's
correct.
She's going to Miami. She's going to be a Miami Hurricane on a golf scholarship. So she plays golf for real. And she's got a golf. She's very popular. That's the thing. Like, she's got a golf. And to give her credit, I don't know. I mean, the Trump name helps her, obviously. But at the same point in time, like, she's got to be good. So we'll find out how good she really is. She's played once before in a real thing, and it was bad. Like, I think she was like 24 over, like bad. Like, she shot like 87 or something. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a problem with promoting her, and I have a problem with using her name and all that type of stuff. Like, you know what I mean? She could, like, really bring a lot of eyeballs to an event, but not yet. Like, they overdid it.
Great call, Gabe. Another guy really fighting for position. It's not right.
I would basically like would have said, all right, listen, yeah, in 2 years, we'll give her an exemption. Yes. And we'll, you know what I mean? Like, let her get better as a player first. Because, and she won't care. She's got thick skin. She's a Trump. So she knows she's going to get ripped. But, like, she's going to get mocked more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what? Why go through it? Like, why? Everyone's going to look and go, oh, look at this. She was 15 over, whatever. What the hell was she doing there? She was only there because she's a Trump. When she is good, and she is taken seriously by the golf world and stuff, but she's young, man. She's, like, 17 or something. Like, she's 16. Like, I'm not criticizing her. Like, she could be a great golfer in the end.
Yep, you're right.
But, like, she's a kid still. But she's got a very popular YouTube channel and stuff. And where, because she's a Trump, she gets all the golfers. So, like, you know, also, like there's videos of her with Scheffler and Rory and, like, you know, golf tips. And, like, she interviews them and they walk around the nice golf courses and stuff. So she's got a thing going on, but my deal is she's not ready for it.
No, so she's not.
So it's like, all right, you could put her in here and you get a little bit of attention, but you're not really even getting that much attention because she's not good yet. So, like, basically my point was if you let her play to Miami and she's good in college, she has a good year, not even like win the champ, like just, you know, she's playing well as a freshman and stuff. And then, you know, I mean, she's got a little bit of hype around her in the golf world, as opposed to just saying, oh, yeah, what? You know, let's put her 16-year-old granddaughter up against the pros. Like, yeah, this is going to end well. Like,
yeah, now another thing, Morenci, remember Annika Sorenstam, who did play with the men's, was a trailblazer for women's golf, part of the reason her and Trump's these guys talk all the time. So I think that's part of the reason. I think it's too early as well, but that's the thing. They gave Annika, when she was dominating on the women's tour, a chance to play in a lower-tiered men's event, and she actually played pretty well. So it's one of those situations, but I'm with you. This girl's not ready yet. Let her get to good collegiately, then we'll figure it out.
She is. I'm trying to find, like, they don't have to make the cut and stuff, or, like, will she? I'm going to look around. Maybe there's a book. I'm sure someone who was smart enough to put some props up for her, but she, for the record, yeah, Kai Trump, there she is. She's at the bottom of the page. She is 4,500 to 1 to win. If you bet $10 on her, she's 45,000 to 1 to win the tournament. So if you bet $10 on her, you would win 4,500 to 1. You bet $10, you'd win $45,000.
Not enough.
Like, there's not a whole, like, yeah, I mean, like, they don't even have to make a cut type thing. Right, like, but she won't. Like, she
what
wouldn't.
They should do, Gabe, is post a score, first round score, 82.5 or something. That's what you do if you want people to have action on this stuff, because that's something we could do.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the sports books, they don't want to piss Trump off by mocking.
That's another good point.
Trump's gonna find out what sports book made her score 90. Shut them down. Call the feds. Shut them down.
Exactly. Call the feds. Shut down the sports book.
If I was a sports book, I'd like make her the favorite to win just to make them happy. Like, oh yeah, that's a smart sports book over there. Like, hey, they're good guys there. They thought she was gonna win. Like, you know, like, seriously,
it's so good. Yeah.
But I don't think Caitlin Clark's in this tournament, Cam.
No, she's in the pro-am. She's in the pro-am. But Gabe, the crazy thing is I watched her play. She's actually really, really good. She's getting good. If she keeps it up, I would not be shocked. Like, she's just one of those special athletes. Like, she's not there yet, but if she wasn't playing basketball, I wouldn't bet against her to play on the LPGA tour. She's actually really good. Really.
No, Caitlin Clark makes more sense to give.
Yeah.
But like I said, Caitlin's not, and this is a real PGA, like, this is a real WPGA thing. Like, that. Caitlin's in like the celebrity pro-am one or whatever, but like, Caitlin is a pretty good golfer. So, and she is like, she's a star already at least. Right. So like people know her and she's accomplished something. That's my whole point. The Kai Trump hasn't accomplished anything. Besides, I understand she's selling a lot of merchandise. I like to, I was, it was funny. I saw the other day with Kai Trump that she got like a US government patent and stuff. Like, there's copyright and there's patent. There's like, it's sort of, I don't want to business law, but whatever, I want to get into entertainment and stuff. But like, it takes a long time generally. But like, she got a patent approved in like a week.
Like, that's crazy.
So like, it's nice when you're the president's granddaughter and you know too, like Trump's, Trump's a hard ass, right? Like, you can tell Trump doesn't like some of his own kids and he thinks they're losers. So, like, you can tell in pictures when he's with this granddaughter of his. Man, I never seen Trump smile as much as he does. Like, he's beaming. Trump loves golf. And none of his kids are, like, good at it. And now he's got this granddaughter that's, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's beaming. Like, they play golf together. You've never seen Trump so happy. Like,
exactly.
Of him, he's just, like, he loves this granddaughter. So, you know, he's incredibly proud. He should be. Like,
yeah.
Good for her. It's Donald Jr.'s daughter, for the record, if people are wondering who she is. It's Donald Trump Jr.'s daughter that is Kai Trump. But she's got, like, merchandise, KT, and, like, she's not stupid. She's cashing in on the Trump name. I got no beef. I'm not going to hold, whatever. She's a kid. Let her create her own identity here, and let's see. You know, I'm curious, though, to see, is she a real golfer? Or, we'll find out, like, in a couple of years, basically.
Oh, Gabe, she's going to an NCAA school. I'm looking at the tote board, too. Like, Brianna Doe's, like,
go to a school. But the thing is, my whole point, like, you can go to the school, you can get NIL deals, you can get, like, there's a lot of college athletes right now in a women's side, like the Cavender twins. It's going to the same school, Miami. Yeah, they go to school, but they're more into modeling and NIL deals and marketing. They're using the college athletics as a marketing tool to promote themselves. Yeah, we'll find out. Like, is Kai Trump going to be on the LPGA tour in 5 years, or is she going to be like Ivanka and just have a chain of, like, clothes and golf clothes and, like, just look to make money, right? So that's what I'm saying. But she does seem to love the game for real. And she's not, like, just a social media whatever. Like, she does practice. She's in, like, she's taken serious in the golf world, but a lot of people in the golf world think it was too soon, and, like, she shouldn't be in this tournament right now. But we'll follow her. We'll see how she does. You got Major League Baseball. I'm going to get Kurtz on later in the week. I'm going to hit this, and here we go. That multiple reports now say that Paul Skeens wants to play for the New York Yankees. Now, doesn't mean the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to make that happen, but Yankee fans are going to be banging the drum all day about this. So thanks for everybody for tuning in. Thanks to Babano. Thanks to Cam Stewart. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.